Good morning and happy Friday. Well, it certainly wasn't an ideal end to the session in the US last night. We had shares up as much as 0.33% at one stage, but they faded in late trade in the final hour of trade to finish almost completely flat. But US markets certainly still outperforming the Aussie market. They're up about 10% year to date, which is 14 times better than how the Aussie market has performed since the start of January. The good news for our market, though, is that commodity prices rose last night. So oil rose by about 0.5% to 42 per barrel. Iron ore was up more than 1% or 60 cents to 56 per tonne, and gold also rose for the second day to 1,249. Across US markets, the best improvers were healthcare stocks. That's after Republicans unveiled draft legislation to repeal the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare. Investors perceive this maybe as being a bit more favourable for some of these health companies than expected, and that's why we saw pharmaceutical groups, health insurers, hospital operators doing well. The three best improvers were all in that healthcare space and were included Merck, United Health, and also Johnson & Johnson. The fact the oil price bounced off the worst levels in 10 months briefly seemed to help some of the energy stocks last night, but that also changed in late trade with Exxon and Chevron, the two big names on the Dow, finishing lower. Mining stocks in London did well. BHP and Rio were both up about half on those stronger commodity prices. In the technology space, Oracle was the standout, up almost 9% after releasing a stronger profit result after close yesterday. Also, Tesla, the electric car maker, was up 1.5%. It said it's considering building a plant to manufacture some of its cars in China to drive down cost. The base model for a Tesla still costs more than $100,000 at the moment. Now, looking ahead to the Aussie market today, shares are actually set for a slight improvement. Futures pointing to a gain of about 0.1% after a rise yesterday. But it has been a very volatile month and also a week for the market. So shares this week are still down about 1.2%. They rose 1.6% last week, and then they fell by 2% the week before that. Not much on offer today to move markets. There's no major economic news in Australia or the region really to move markets. And on the company front, we've got CSR, the building products maker, holding its AGM. The Aussie dollar finally sits at around 75.4.